Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. And of course, I'm going to have my phone's going to be tweeting. The computer's going to be tweeting and all that kind of stuff. Just ignore it. I'm going to do the best I can to ignore it. It's too much of a pain to shut everything off. Anyway, God bless you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that we talk about tonight that is not in harmony with your perfect will or in any way misinformed, we pray that you will allow it to roll into a deep blue sea of your forgetfulness and forgiveness in Jesus' name. And Father, anything that should embed itself into our hearts and prepare ourselves for the things that are coming in the near future, we pray that it will embed into our hearts and that we will be energized, made more determined, our faces set as flint, and be ready for whatever it takes for us to be able to walk in perfect harmony with your will and touch other people's lives in a way that you need us to. We're here for a reason. We know it. And we give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So anyway, let's move on. So this might be a very short program, which is fine. I don't expect them all to be a full hour long. But anyway, I wanted to share a couple of things with the listeners, whoever you may be. And I praise God that you're all, maybe not everybody yet, but a good number of people are, it appears that they're sending out, copies of the programs, links, emails, forwarding the emails to other people, because, it is a very low risk way to capture somebody's attention and get them ready for the days that we have ahead of us. It's a very low risk way to, pop something over the wall and see where it lands. See if that bait catches the imagination of the fish and the fish bites the hook. You don't know until you try. So anyway, continue to forward these out to people. There's no harm in doing so. You can't get in trouble. You're not, venturing into any type of risk that's going to, that kind of thing. So you don't have to worry about it. Just pop it around, see what happens. And if you catch a fish, then you caught a fish. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And to him be the glory. All right. So there's a number of things that are going on right now. And I could go through every single one of the things in a very organized, itemized manner. And I'm not so sure I'm going to take that approach tonight. I'm just going to kind of pluck around and pull out the stuff that's really kind of neat. Okay. I do want to point out, though, however, that there are a couple of new posts on tribulationnow.com. And let me go ahead and see if I can pull that up real quick so I can talk intelligently about what's been placed up there. Okay. So one of them is the, what we're going to, one of the things we're going to talk about tonight was Cliff High Webbot predicts alien invasion December the 3rd through December the 4th. And evidently this particular prediction that was extrapolated from the internetosphere by the Webbot software that Cliff High wrote, in this particular case was triggered by, believe it or not, a Donald Trump interview with Joe Rogan. So what are the odds? Okay, I don't know what to say about this. What I can tell you is you can take a look at the video all you want. You can fast forward it, rewind it, whatever, think it over, pray about it. I will say this, and I put this on the website. Back in 2011 through probably 2013, there was a big fuss about Cliff High's Webbot project. And invariably, an innumerable group of various people across the internetosphere would get all juiced up over Cliff High's predictions. And, you know, you couldn't help but be the target for that. I mean, people would just say, oh, you got to see this. You got to see this. This is amazing. This is amazing. Well, quite honestly, after, and, you know, no dig on you, Cliff, if you're listening, I really do appreciate your attempt through the Webbot project to do what the Webbot project was designed to do. I think it's pretty clever. However, in all reality, the hit ratio was kind of low. Okay, so the vast majority of predictions from the Webbot project did not come true. All right, now, does that mean that all of them did not come true? No, that no, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, there are many who believe strongly that the Webbot project predicted 9/11, that the Webbot project predicted some other pretty major events that occurred over the 2000s, the years in the 2000s, early and up to where we are now. However, this one's really kind of weird because we've been having this unbelievable, I don't know how to characterize it. It is a, I have never seen so many UFO, UAP, whatever you want to call them, videos in all of my life. I've been doing this a really long time, folks. I've read more books than anybody I know about the UFO phenomenon. Studied more documentaries, studied more sacred texts. Second Esdras has a ton of information in chapter 15, verses 28 through 40, where it talks about the horrible star, which is Nibiru, and a war in the sky by what are referred to as the Dragons of Arabia and the Carmangians, which are really angry, and they fight with the Dragons of Arabia. Well, what's interesting is the Cliff High Webbot prediction also states that there will be aliens fighting in the air above our heads. Okay, I find that very interesting because the precursor to something along that line happening would be the appearance of a large spherical Death Star, copper ball with rivets in it, very similar to the David Doetry vision, and I hope you know about it. If you don't, please send me an email and ask for the David Doetry. I don't care how you spell it. The David Doetry information, vision, about the rapture. I have it posted on tribulationnow.com, but a lot of people have technological issues with navigating things, and they just can't find them. And I'll be happy to send you the link. Okay, praise God. So anyway, I wanted to get that out to you and let you know about the Cliff High Webbot prediction for an alien invasion starting tomorrow and possibly going into, that'd be Tuesday and Wednesday, possibly. Maybe there's a delta. What's fascinating, again, I'm just tossing out the data points, is that this particular prediction by Cliff High's Webbot software solution, it triggered on Donald Trump interviewing with Rogan, and then there were supposedly X number of days after that interview occurred, this alien invasion was supposed to happen. So with, you know, Manchester Airport alien orbs hovering over the concrete of the airport runways. Hundreds. One guy had commented on my finely tuned Twitter feed that he had viewed in the last day or so. Over 95 unreal and very realistic, definitely not AI created, in his opinion, UFO or UAP videos. So the commonness, okay, the pervasiveness of UAP UFO videos on the internet right now is at a level that has never happened before. We have Representative Macy. Do I have her name right? I think I might. We'll talk about that in a second or two, as long as I properly collected it. Nancy, I think her name is Nancy Macy or something like that. But anyway, she wants to do a deeper dive, congressional investigation into the UAP phenomenon. She feels like they've gotten enough information from the experts thus far, you know, that are coming right out and saying, yes, these are alive. These are living bodies. Yes, they are not from planet Earth. Yes, we have them in containment areas and we're studying them. Yes, we have captured their spaceships, and on and on and on it goes. So this was enough to trigger in her a much deeper interest in the subject, and to also be behind the scenes on putting together another inquiry to gather more information. All right, praise God. So there's that. Next is another video that I just put up called AI, Artificial Intelligence, Interprets the Shroud of Turin. Now, if you are a purist who simply hates all things artificial intelligence, all things AI, all things large language models, if that's how you feel and you hate them, then your response is going to be aligned to your emotions. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Simple as that. Now, I, as an IT, arguably an IT expert, a cybersecurity expert, a person who has worked with AI, a person who has studied artificial intelligence and large language model, OWASP top 10 vulnerabilities and things like that, I get it. I know what a prompt engineer does. I know how to do a prompt engineer, engineering attack to try to get information from the LLM that you're not supposed to be able to get a hold of. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. Anyway, so as a general rule, the majority of the things that we see that are AI created in the internetosphere are less than pleasant. Let's just put it that way. That, you know, some people may find them entertaining. Some people may go, wow, isn't that fascinating? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Some of them just outright trick you. Like I was hoodwinked by the AI project that somebody put up on the internet that looked to me like it was a Reshnik missile exploding, but was quickly pointed out to me. Thank God for that, because we're all in this together. We're all in this together. This isn't about, hey, Johnny's an idiot. Point the finger at him and call him nasty names. We're all in this together. And when people email me and say, hey, John, sorry, buddy, but you've been hoodwinked. And that's AI. That's an AI-generated image. And I happen to know somebody who lived at one time in that city and claims, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that that particular city skyline is not what you're seeing in the imagery. And I said, ooh, well, then that means I got to take it down. So I did. That's part of the risk associated with, you know, running an extremely cutting edge website is you're going to be tricked. There's everything out, almost everything. I don't want to say everything, but probably in the 40 percentile of information that's published out there is either coming from counterintelligence bots purposefully trying to deceive people and throw them off the scent of the New World Order and the cabal of evil, or whatnot. Or it's probably true. The problem is the probably true group is affected by biases. So if you listen to something, and I'm not picking on her, this is not a pick on thing. We are not from here, and we are not staying here. We are not from Earth. We never were. Okay, Jesus did know us before, we were incarnated into human bodies. And ye shall die like men. Have I not said that you are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men? Psalm 82, which is why Jesus said in John 10:34. Have I not said that ye are gods, little g gods, which is why in the book of Psalms, our Heavenly Father is referred to Yahweh, God of little g gods. Okay, now it's all starting to piece together. Who are the elect? Why are we here? What are we doing here? Well, why are we somehow different than some other people on the earth that were obviously born into the parts of the world that were extremely disadvantaged and had very little chance of meeting up with Jesus, hearing the word of God and the good news? And those mysteries are things that we have to sort out as we seek the Lord on our knees and be very patient, because it can take, in some cases, years for the Lord to build up the foundational information that you need to be able to accept. It's one thing to hear it. It's a whole different thing to accept it. And a lot of people will never accept it. And there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't stop you from going to heaven. But you have a great advantage in knowing what you're doing here, what our purpose is, where we are going, why we are heading there. It gives you a jolt of excitement that cannot be surpassed in any other way. I mean, it really is. It changes everything. When you understand the cosmology of God, multiple universes, this is why on the first page of TribulationNow.com, it has Howard Storm, Life in the Universe. Not just one of several of his testimonies, but I had a conversation with him before he came on the radio show for about 4 hours. And when he came back from heaven with this information that Jesus gave him about life in the universe says, and the multiple dimensions and all that, the first thing this man wanted to do was become a missionary. He dropped everything, got rid of everything, went straight down to South America, joined missionary teams, and followed them around, went with them in deep into the jungles, laid hands on the sick, laid hands on the blind, and recovered their sight. It was an amazing thing, and that was all he wanted to talk about. For 4 hours, I was on the phone with this guy, and all he wanted to talk about was the miraculous power in the name of Jesus Christ, and I knew he was totally legit. So anyway, praise God. That's just what happens to people when they're, affected by when they're touched by Jesus. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And now the joy that floods my soul. That's why the AI interprets the Shroud of Turin. It touched me. When I saw that, it was like I recognized him. And maybe I'm just a big, fat, old, sobbing sucker. Or maybe that's an accurate rendition of what Jesus actually looks like. And if it is, it'll touch you too. But always take it to God in prayer. Never be too gullible. Like me. Anyway, so I'm letting you know about all these things because I think they are very noteworthy to take, to take note of. And on that note, let's go ahead and take a quick listen to this particular video rendition of the Cliff High Webbot prediction of an alien invasion. Ready? Get set. Go.
I have a really weird story. So this guy, his name is Cliff High. It was 1997. He developed this software program called WebBot. bot. And what it would do, it would scan the entire internet, collect data. It would make predictions for the stock market. But then he delved into it a little more. It's just like, let's see like what else it can predict. In 2009, it came up with a prediction of the future that there was going to be a battle in the air with the military and UFOs, and that even UFOs would be fighting UFOs.
Whoa.
But there had to be a trigger to
set it in motion.
Yeah, set it in motion. It said that when this trigger happens, then 39 days later, this prediction will come true. Here's the crazy part. 2009. The trigger was Donald Trump would be interviewed by Joe Rogan.
Bro, no.
Nuh-uh.
No way, dude. That's crazy.
All right. So, you just heard it. Could it be true? Well, just for grins and giggles, I thought it might be fun to... And let me go ahead and see if I can find it, because there is an awful lot. Okay. So, if we take first... A, we need to take note that Esdras, first and second Esdras, was located in the 1611 King James Bible, and then later removed. Okay, so please make a note of that. That's very foundational. Next is you have to understand that there are many interpretations, as we know, of the Bible, even in the 66 book canon. When you start getting out into the Apocrypha, etc., you get even more. And let me tell you what, they munge it up really bad. So there are a lot of interpretations of Esdras out on the internetosphere that are unintelligible. They don't resemble anything that's even close to the appropriate and accurate interpretation of Esdras. I'm going to read from you in 2 Esdras 15, starting with verse 28 from sacredtext.com. Sacred-texts. I don't know if it's .com or .org or whatever. Just type in sacred-text. But watch your step, because sacred texts also includes some really creepy, dark stuff that you want to stay far, far away from. But their apocryphal texts are remarkably accurate. Behold, a horrible vision and the appearance thereof from the east. Now, you just heard what they said. Aliens fighting each other in the sky with the military involved. Where the appearance thereof from the east, where the nations of the dragons of Arabia come out with many chariots, those are spaceships, and the multitude of them shall be carried as the wind upon the earth. So they're flying. And all they which hear them may fear and tremble. Men's hearts failing them for fear of those things that are coming upon the earth. Verse 30. Also the Carmanians, raging with wrath, shall go forth as the wild boars of the wood, and with great power they shall come and join in the battle with them, and shall waste a portion of the land of the Assyrians. Verse 31. And then shall the dragons have the upper hand, remembering their nature, and if they shall turn themselves, conspiring together in great power, to persecute them, then these shall be troubled, bled, and kept silenced through their power, and shall flee. Verse 33. And from the land of the Assyrians shall the enemy besiege them, and consume some of them, and in their host shall be fear and dread and strife amongst their kings. Verse 34. Behold, clouds from the east and the north and to the south, and they are very horrible to look upon, full of wrath and storm. Verse 35. They shall smite one another, and they shall smite down a great multitude of the stars upon the earth. Gee whiz, that kind of sounds like fallen angels. Getting thrown by the dragon down to the earth. Stars like a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind. Goes on, even their own star shall be from the sword unto the belly. Their own star? They have their own star? Gee whiz, what could that be? Verse 36, and dung of men unto the camel's howl. I don't know what that means. but I'm going to read it anyway. Verse 37, and there shall be great fearfulness and trembling upon the earth, and they that see the wrath shall be afraid, and trembling shall come upon them. Verse 38, and then shall there come great storms from the south, and from the north, and from part of the west. Verse 39, and strong winds shall arise from the east, and shall open it, and the cloud which he raised up in wrath, and the star stirred to cause fear toward the east and west wind shall be destroyed, the great and mighty cloud shall be puffed up and full of wrath, and the star, that they may make all the earth afraid, and them that dwell therein. They shall pour out over every high mountain and eminent place a horrible star. Huh. Well, evidently, the horrible star is associated with the arrival of these dragons of Arabia and Carmagians. Well, anybody who knows the ancient Sumerian texts understands that Nibiru, a failed yellow dwarf star, known as a brown dwarf, minus 273 degrees Fahrenheit, impossible to see without infrared attachments like the Lucifer attachment that's on the Mount Graham Vatican VAT telescope. Yes, it's called the Lucifer attachment. You can search on it. Just look for the Popular Mechanics article. It's still there. I've been talking about this for 13 years. Anyway. Looks like a lot of this stuff is getting pretty exciting. Now, you know, am I telling you that this is absolutely going to happen? Am I telling you to be prepared and, oh my goodness, great, and all that kind of stuff? The answer is absolutely not. What I'm telling you is that every time I track something that Cliff High had predicted through his, you know, web bot project, it didn't come true. So the track record is dreadful. Okay? So let me tell you, I ain't selling my ass over this. However, given all the UAP, UFO stuff that's out there, and it's growing exponentially, these are things that make a person say, I wonder. All right, so all that aside, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I think it's kind of interesting. Praise God. All right, so let me go ahead and look into some of these other things. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's the cool thing for tonight. I'm not, like I said, I don't really want to make this I mean, if it lasts a full hour, it lasts a full hour. No problem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is, now we're going to move into the regular news where I cherry pick through the hot headlines. You know, hot-ish or whatever, and then we go ahead and close the program. And I pray that you are edified, and you will forward it to everybody that you know, because you never know. See, wise men don't bang gongs to capture fish. Wise men wisely bait their hooks to capture the imagination of the fish.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, praise God. So first I'm going to go through a handful of these UFO things. Okay, so this one here, let's go ahead and see what this says. Praise, oh, looks like somebody went ahead and killed it or got dumped. But anyway, it said UFO invasion commences on December the 3rd. Don't get caught napping, this particular individual. So again, they're quoting the Cliff High report. It's flying across the internet at a feverish rate, that's for sure. And I have no doubt in my mind that a lot of people will delete those things. All right, UFO battle in the sky. eyes, like the Nuremberg incident, this particular person says. And it, we bring it to, and once again, this is about the December 3rd, quote, prophecy, which was really an analytical extrapolation from data on the internet from a web bot. Okay, and it talks about essentially the kind of same things that happened in the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita, the Sanskrit texts about the Vamanas in the sky shooting nuclear type weaponry at each other and people losing their hair because of the, you know, radioactive fallout and rocks infused with glass at Mohenjo-Daro, you know, from the, these various attacks and weapons that were nuclear in nature. Yeah, there's a lot of people talking about this right now. Does it mean it's going to happen? No. Okay. Could it be a nothing burger day, as this guy says? Yes, it could. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But nevertheless, gives you something to look forward to. At least me, anyway. I've been tracking the UFO, UAP, whatever you want to call it. I studied UFO retrieval tactics from the above top secret facilities all over Europe and South America and other places in the world. I know what they do. I know how they do it. I know what happens to the people that do this for a living. And it's awful. They all die from radiation poisoning, ultimately. And there's other things, too, that are really cool, like David Adair's story about being taken down beneath Area 51 and being taken by some kind of a general. He was a child prodigy in rocketry, and they went and fetched him. And they took him underneath Area 51 with his father, and they walked into a particular room where there was a spaceship. And they closed the doors behind him and everything. I imagine very big, like Star Trek-like doors or whatever. And they said to him, would you please go on to that spaceship right there and tell us how it works? Because we can't get it to work. Well, David Adair was a prodigy, you see. And so they knew he was a prodigy. So they figured, hey, if anybody can do it, he, you know, he's going to do it. So he goes and walks on to the ship. Well, when he walks onto the ship, he looks around and he's intrigued with everything that he sees. And then something leads him to take both of his hands and put it on the center console of the ship. And all of a sudden, the ship energizes. Whole thing lights up. All the consoles come alive. Everything's working. And the generals outside are flipping out. But the David Adair was no big deal because it was a symbiotic craft. Very much like that which is featured in the movie Prometheus. It wasn't until that strange Anunnaki-like creature got into the ship that it was his symbiotic relationship with that ship that caused it to energize and make it so that he could fly away in it. Nobody else could get it to work. I believe that God's angels, when they have to take on a spaceship for protection from the elements in our containment zone, which we are, we're in a containment zone, Einstein said, you are in a hologram, albeit a very convincing one. Don't even get me going on the portal to the eternal realm located in the Orion Nebula. And the matching verse from the book of Job that says, can you loose the belts of Orion? Can you guide Arcturus with her sons? That's God daring us. God gave it away. There is a portal on the Orion Nebula. So anyway, I could go on and on about this stuff. I love this particular subject matter, but that's okay. It's, you know why? Because it opens up levels and layers, lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little, of layers of awesome, of the awesome cosmology of our Heavenly Father and Jesus, and what we have to look forward to, ruling and reigning with Jesus over all of creation for all of eternity. Don't even get me going on Odin Hetrick and how he, and you know, Pastor Odin Hetrick, little small town pastor from Marysville, Pennsylvania. I spoke to his daughter for 4 hours. It was incredible. And Odin had told people in his testimony, which is still available on YouTube, just type in Odin, O-D-E-N, Hetrick, as it sounds, H-E-T-R-I-C-K, heaven. Find the one that has the most minutes and listen to the whole thing. Pay very close attention to when he was taken in his city mansion downstairs past a beautiful brook, and it made music as it went over gemstones in the bottom of the brook. And then the Spirit of God took him into a special room, and there before him stood a male and female alien. And Odin looks at him and goes, Spirit of God, I do not belong here. I need to get out of here. And the Spirit of God spoke to Odin and said, Not until you learn your lesson. Gee, I wonder what that lesson was about. No, I don't. Now we know what it's going to be like ruling and reigning with Jesus. Praise God. It's going to be exciting. All right. Thank you, Father. That's why I think this information is like the best information ever. It gets you really excited and highly motivated about what we have potentially before us, and highly likely, in my opinion, before us. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and mark these marked when live. We are not alone in the cosmos. Okay, listen to this. All right, let me bring this up. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Boom.
UAP are real. Advanced technologies not made by our government or any other government are monitoring sensitive military installations around the globe. Furthermore, the U.S. is in possession of UAP technologies, as are some of our adversaries. I believe we are in the midst of a multi-decade secretive arms race, one funded by misallocated taxpayer dollars and hidden from our elected representatives and oversight bodies. For many years, I was entrusted with protecting some of our nation's most sensitive programs. In my last position, I managed a special access program on behalf of the White House and the National Security Council. I believe that America's greatness depends on three elements. A, a watchful Congress, B, a responsive executive branch, and C, an informed public. Over the last decade and a half, I learned that certain UAP programs were and are operating without any of these elements. Although much of my government work on the UAP subject still remains classified, excessive secrecy has led to grave misdeeds against loyal civil servants, military personnel, and the public, all to hide the fact that we are not alone in the cosmos.
All right, there you go. So the next one up, let's go ahead. Hold on a second. Let's go ahead and go over here. We'll check that box. Thank you, Jesus. Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she would like to hold hearings on UFOs and nukes. She says, this is huge. I have a book that's about 4 inches thick. I think it's like the same title, UFOs and Nuclear Sites, or Nukes, or whatever. Now, hold on just a second, because people are getting awful chatty. It's after 5 p.m., and folks want to talk to me because they're excited about things that I sent them. So let me go ahead and turn off the notifications, and also let me come over here to my cell phone and do the same thing. Pull this down and go over one. Do not disturb. Turn it on for 1 hour. Boom. All right. So now all the ding-dangs, bring-brings, all that kind of stuff will not be injected into the program like we've been enduring. Praise God. But, you know, the folks that are sending me the messages have no idea I'm recording this program at the moment. All right, praise God. So Nancy Mace says she would like to hold hearings on UFOs and nukes. She says this particular subject is huge. And she's right.
Nothing here happens fast. But I would love to do ETs and nukes. Because it's valid. Whether it's our technology or something from out of this world, it's huge. And thank you for coming over and introducing yourself.
All right. Well, there you go. Praise God. All right. Let's go ahead and check that box and move on to the next one. In the past 10 days, there have been over, listen to this, 98 well-documented. What does that mean? I don't know what well-documented means. What's the difference between well-documented and sucky-documented? Things that make you say, Anyway, so let's go ahead and open this up and see what it has to say. All right. Got cut off by Audacity, and I don't have any idea of where it cut me off. So anyway, too bad. I'm just going to keep on going. All right, because it's just logistics. There's a point of diminishing returns and going back and trying to figure out where I was at, blah, 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 blah. All right, so anyway, detailed right up the alien sphere that hovered above the Manchester airport. So this is a detailed write-up regarding that particular sphere. Oh, and I have to translate the post. It says, sphere of unknown origin landed in the runway of the Manchester airport without touching the ground. All this happened before the astonished eyes of the pilots and other people present at the airport and inside the planes. A co-pilot managed to record the incident, but shortly after the account where he posted the material was deleted. An almost endless debate has begun to determine the origin and the nature of the object. A balloon, a drone, an extraterrestrial probe. What was it? And it has even been suggested that it was a Russian technology drone. Blame it on the Russians. I still have a really good cartoon where two dogs are like arguing over their bowl, not being full enough of food. And the one dog goes, fake news, fake news. And the other one goes, it's the Russians did it. But anyway, it's just, it was funny at the time. So anyway, they got really good photographs of this particular alien orb, okay, hovering slightly above the runway in Manchester, England. True or false? I don't know. I don't care. I still find the information quite interesting. All right. Let's see. I think I covered all of that stuff. Good enough. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next, let's move on to some of the non-UFO related news.
It's not normal.
Kids, you want to go on with the news? What? Come on. Is this about jokes? Come on. This is not about jokes. It is? All right. Let me see what I can do here. Hold on. This may work. It may not. And it's searching. No. We'll go back up over here. We'll try another search. SUBJ:KIDS. Enter. And we're waiting, we're looking, we're leading, we're blah, 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 blah. Nope. And nope. So anyway, Mary Lee, if you are listening in, please send me the kids' jokes again, because I seem to have misplaced them. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and move on. This is Jeffrey Sachs on the... So we all know what's going on. At least I don't want to say that we know intimately exactly what's going on, but it appears that Turkey and an HCT terrorist group, which is a different form of ISIS, backed by Erdogan in Turkey and Israel and the United States, has started massive attacks against Aleppo, and it's... I mean, the Russians are coming in and doing bombing attacks and taking them out like crazy. And there was some reports of the HCT terrorist group, having stolen some jets from the actual Syrian army. And so things are probably going to get pumped up pretty high, pretty heavy duty. Let's just say heavy duty. Do we know exactly what's going to happen? Is it going to be squelched by the Russian army? We don't know. But let's listen to Professor Jeffrey Sachs on his analysis of what's going on in Syria right now.
Out of control, this could escalate.
It's true, but I think we have to step back and not put this in partisan terms. This is a U.S. mistake that started 7 years ago, and I remember the day on your show when President Obama said Assad must go, and I looked at you and Joe and I said, huh? How's he going to do that? Where's the policy for that?
Right.
And we know they sent in the CIA to overthrow Assad. The CIA and Saudi Arabia together in covert operations tried to overthrow Assad. It was a disaster. Eventually it brought in both ISIS as a splinter group to the jihadists that went in. It also brought in Russia. So we have been digging deeper and deeper and deeper. What we should do now is get out and not continue to throw missiles, not have a confrontation with Russia. 7 years has been a disaster under Obama, continuing under Trump. This is what I would call the permanent state.
Obama.
This is the CIA. This is the Pentagon.
Obama. I can't even talk.
Keep Iran and Russia out of Syria, but
colloidal silver.
No way to do that. And so we have made a proxy war in Syria. It's killed 500,000 people, displaced 10 million. And I'll say predictably so, because I predicted it 7 years ago that there was no way to do this and that it would make a complete chaos. So what I would plead to President Trump is get out, like his instinct told him,
he
by the way.
Before, yeah.
That was his instinct. But then all the establishment, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Pentagon, everybody said, no, no, that's irresponsible. But his instinct is right. Get out. We've done enough damage 7 years, and now we really risk a confrontation with Russia that is extraordinarily dangerous.
All right. Okay, so let's get back over here. And thank you, Kendall, for the colloidal silver. I gulped down a couple of, well, probably about 3 tablespoons of it, and maybe that'll clear everything up. Usually does. So anyway, rewinding, checking boxes here so I don't repeat the same stuff. Report sent, directly threatening message, Erdogan. Oh, okay, this is interesting. So anyway, I just wanted to report this to you, let you be aware of it. It says reports that Iran sent a direct threatening, now this is Iran, sent a direct threatening message to Erdogan, the head of Turkey, stating that if the terrorist groups do not withdraw from Aleppo, there will be an intervention by tens of thousands of fighters from various factions that should instead be targeting Israel, that they will advance to Aleppo, Idlib, and all the villages and towns and cities occupied by the Turks, and that all signed trade agreements will be nullified, noting that trade between Turkey and Iran is estimated at $30 billion, and between Russia and Turkey, around $40 to $45 billion, all of which will be cut off. I don't know about you, but if I was Erdogan getting that message, I'd be like, going, wait a minute, hold on a second, let me get out a calculator here. Okay, sorry, I didn't really mean it. Call back the troops. So it dwarfs the amount of money that they get trading with Israel. So anyway, let's go ahead and move on. Scrolling back, looking at the headlines here. Let's see what else we got even further down. Okay, this is where I stopped before. Oh, I wanted to share this with you. B-52 nuclear bombers have arrived in Finland. And it's not enough that the you know, there was a bunch of them. And, you know, that they went to Finland, of course, which is a border country to Russia and considered a weak area of border country. But they put the B-52s right along the border, which, of course, makes Putin really happy. Not. Okay. Anyway, oh boy. So the story goes. All right, the next one up is there was a large explosion in the port of Miami. We talked about that already, probably lithium-ion batteries for an electronic vehicle of some kind blew up inside of a cargo container. We also talked about the NATO no-fly zone that they're discussing implementing over the top of the Ukraine, which would allow NATO, under Article 5, to be able to shoot down Russian fighter jets, which would... That would kick the war off pretty quick. Georgian opposition activist painted the walls of parliament in dark colors during a protest. The whole Georgian thing is like a gigantic color revolution right now, and it's absolutely out of control. It's unreal, and it's almost certainly being sponsored by the United States Central Intelligence Agency, and it very well may include Israeli Mossad. They partner on a lot of stuff. All right, so let's take a listen to this. I'm going to pull it up first and go ahead and look at the actual post. Okay, says this is supposed to be the real Donald Trump. He says the idea that BRICS countries, I want you to listen and really think about this. Okay. Supposedly this is Trump speaking. He says the idea that the BRICS countries are now trying to move away from the US dollar while we stand and watch is over. All capital letters. We require a commitment from these countries that they will neither create a new BRICS currency nor back any other currency to replace the mighty U.S. dollar, or they will face 100% tariffs and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful United States economy. They can go find another sucker. There is no trade chance that the BRICS will replace the U.S. dollar in international trade, and any country that tries should wave goodbye to America. All I got to say to that is, right? You know, I wonder, after all the stuff that's happened, the creation of BRICS, the unbelievable sanctions that were imposed upon Russia and so many other countries, the hegemony of the United States, 800 plus military bases injected all over the world, the number of countries whose rulers we have either murdered or forcibly removed and placed, you know, some type of a Zelensky in place of them. And then to imagine that, you know, Donald Trump could come out and say, "Y'all gonna take our dollar or else." How well do you think that's gonna go over? I'll let you be the judge of that. All right, so let's go ahead and look on to more things and see what we got here that's worth talking about. Analysts complain against Donald Trump's attempts to force countries to use the U.S. dollar. I would say a hearty amen to that. All right, another one here, Kash Patel. This is the guy that wrote that book. Here, and let me hook you up with this Kash Patel guy. All right, so Amazon, I got to type that in first, and then I got to type Kash. K-A-S-H-P-A-T-E-L. All right. Let's go ahead and bring up his books. And the title of his book that got him this job, this appointment from Donald Trump, is called Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy, written by Kash Pramand Patel. This is the guy that Donald Trump is trying to stand up as the head of the FBI, who's talking about completely shutting down the FBI building and, you know, completely gutting the whole operation, which, by the way, I agree with. It's all the other New World Order WEF freaks that Donald Trump has appointed that let you know he's a reptilian, because he is. And the whole assignment of that woman as his, chief of staff. She's like a handler. He can't answer the phone without this woman being around. And what's up with all the fake Donald Trumps and the rubber masks? And how come Elon Musk is playing along with it, with his freaky-deaky red and black, strange, it's with upside-down black cross and just Baphomet and everything else on it. I mean, there are too many creepy things happening. Too many creepy things. All right, let's jump back over to here and take another look. So we got Kash Patel says he's going to expose every FBI agent who was at Nancy Pelosi's J6 Fedsurrection. So he's going to figure out who all of them are and expose them. Do you think he's going to be successful? Think about this. Why do you think that P. Diddy's lawyer quit? Why do you think that nobody wants to prosecute these things? Why do you think that every time that he appoints somebody to take charge over those things, it just gets swept under the rug and the person that was in charge resigns or, forget it, I don't want to do it anymore. It's because the synagogue of Satan is coming after him. You can believe it. They killed Senator Massey's wife because he didn't want an AIPAC handler. He told Tucker Carlson that on an interview. U.S. nuclear bombers arrive in Poland. Hey, it's not bad enough that they're coming in Finland and rowing them right up on the border. No, they've got to put them in Poland as well. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and if that's not creepy and weird enough for you, turns out that Laura Loomer is flying back from one of her, you know, journalist on the spot things that she does around the world. We ought to call, you know, we should call her Laura Loomer from around the world. Okay? And she says, in case you didn't know what Marburg virus is, it was formerly known as Marburg hemorrhagic fever, and it's a severe and fatal illness in humans. The average Marburg case fatality rate is around 50%, but has been as high as 88% in previous outbreaks. If you get Marburg, you will be literally poop and vomit out your own blood until you die. Lovely. Just another wonderful aspect of immigration, she says. These signs are all over Miami International Airport right now. And you know what they say? Warning! Health alert! Marburg virus disease. If you were recently in the following countries, proceed in this direction. So they're trying to stop anybody who's been in any of the countries in Africa that has an outbreak of Marburg. Now, never mind the ultra-deadly monkeypox, which, you know, we're just so silly. We figure it's got to be the smallpox, because after all, they found two smallpox vials in the laboratory refrigerator in Philadelphia, and everybody started pointing at Bill Gates, how did it get out? Then all of a sudden, it's all forgotten, and that's how it goes. You know, folks, I don't want to talk about the 1300 KHZAR problem anymore, because Trump is appointing entities to go after and imprison people for even discussing that stuff. So you know what? I'm just not even going to go there. The synagogue of Satan is a 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 synagogue of Satan, and that's that. Hopefully you know more about it. Go look it up on your own. Buy a book. Read the book. And you'll know what you need to know. Praise God. All right. So you got the Marburg virus outbreak. Nuclear bombers arriving in Poland. We just covered that. Syria and now Georgia. And NATO's on the move. This is what the start of World War III will look like. And in this particular graphic that they've included, oh my gosh, this is horrible. This isn't the graphic I was thinking it was going to be. This is an aerial view, must be taken by some kind of a drone, of Georgia and the protests that are happening in Georgia. And they're serious protests. It's a big deal. Real big deal. Molotov cocktails, fireworks fires, you know, like big bottle rockets, you know, that actually catch people on fire and all that kind of stuff. It's some serious stuff. Water cannons. It's unbelievable. And it looks like it's to turn Georgia into another type of a Ukraine. Alex Jones says, Syria and now Georgia. NATO is on the move. What is the start? Is this what the start of World War III looks like? And this is a pretty unbelievable photograph. I don't even know how many people I'm looking at. It seems innumerable. Only God knows. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next one up. All right. So we got the Marburg outbreak. We got Syria. Now Georgia is turning into NATO. There's a claim that George Clooney is all mad and angry because he was supposed to do something on behalf of Obama and then get appointed as some sort of Italian attaché, and then it got reneged upon by Obama, and he comes out and now he's telling everybody all the roads lead to Obama. I'm like, well, thanks for waking up, finally. Okay, then you've got Russia striking Aleppo and the HCT fake ISIS version number 2, which is made up again of the United States, Israel, Turkey, and only Jesus knows who all. Okay, and Russia is going in and doing strafing missions with their jets, and they are taking them out like crazy. I saw some of the footage. It was absolutely unreal. Boom, 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 boom. Look kind of like Israel and what they were doing to Gaza there for a while. Next one up, Laura Loomer. She says, hopefully Republicans can end the kumbaya nonsense. You know, I've thought all kinds of different things about Laura Loomer over the years. I think her carte blanche love of Donald Trump is lacking in intellectual capacity in many ways. She's missing a lot. However, here, I kind of side with her. She says, you know, she says she hopes that the Republicans can end the high-fiving and hugging and kissing and kumbaya nonsense and prepare for what is inevitably going to happen to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. And you know what? She's absolutely right. Yep. All righty then. Next one up. A key Iranian military leader has arrived in Syria, indicating that Iranian forces may join in on the fight. So in this particular case, we have the former commander of the Iranian advisors, again, his name is General Sayed Javad Ghaffari, and the IRGC Sabarin Quick Response Units. And he has arrived in Syria, indicating that Iran is about to join in. This is getting pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then last but not... Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Maybe not last but not least. A few more. Sheer amount of UAP videos being flooded into social media is on another scale, according to this particular poster. We have, of course, another commentary by Jeffrey Sachs regarding the Obama administration introducing the CIA into the... pathetically and woefully inept attempt to take Assad out. And don't get me going on. Russia's not going to tolerate any of that. Russia's not going to tolerate anybody flattening Iran. Russia's not going to tolerate anybody messing with Assad. And any of that kind of stuff is going to guarantee Russia retaliation. All right, Justin, Bible sales in the United States have increased by 22% in 2024, driven by, get this now, first-time buyers. That's pretty cool, huh? Justin, so it says the CDC is advocating 32 shots be injected to a little bitty baby before the age of 2. So do you think these quadrillionaire power brokers, the Pfizers, the Bayers, the Monsantos of the world are going to just say, ah, shucks, there's Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy. Oh, we give up. Let's just go to the Greek Isles and hang out and let the company go under. We don't have any power over these guys. They got us cornered. It's not just check. It's checkmate. Or is there something else planned? So again, when we look at all the other headlines that are out there, which are a few that are semi-interesting. I think really all in all, what we have covered thus far this evening is the gist of it all. It's the vast majority of anything that's worth talking about at the moment. Excuse me. And I did want to take the time to bring you up to speed. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you, please, for praying for me. I am praying for you, that I promise. And I pray that you will please pray for me. Lift me up by name to the Lord. Say, Father, I lift up Johnny. I know he's under a lot of pressure from his job. I know he's under impossible deadlines. He's doing the best he can, Father, and I pray for your divine and holy fiery protection around him on all sides. Father, make his projects with your blessing go well in Jesus' name. If you pray that for me, I am going to be eternally grateful. And I'm going to give you such a big hug when we are at the marriage supper of the Lamb that, well, you know, if we were anywhere else, I'd suggest that your head was going to pop off and you'd be chasing it down the road. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for joining tonight. And I hope this information has been interesting. Certainly not conclusive by any sense of the imagination, but interesting. Pray about it. Seek the Lord. Be ready for the unexpected. And give God all the glory. Father, in accordance with Matthew 18:19, it says, where two or more are gathered together on earth concerning anything of which they ask, it shall be given to them by my Father. And we're standing, Father, on that promise. We believe it. And Father, in accordance with our commandment from our Lord Jesus in Luke 21:36, we are always praying to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand right before you, Jesus. I cannot wait. Oh, man. Jesus, please tell me there isn't a penalty for pushing to the front of the line to hug you. I may be guilty already. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And to all, a good night.
Matchless, unchanging, untainted, perfect in all.